fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 26th day of July, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Okay, here's your prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to work on your physical conditioning. If you have any health issues, you need to talk to your health care professional first. Don't want to see you dropping over dead because you did too much too fast. And work on your physical conditioning. Focus a lot on stretching. Stretching is incredibly important and frequently overlooked. Your aerobic strength and your anaerobic strength. Aerobic strength is the ability to do small tasks repeatedly all day long. Anaerobic is, well, that's bench pressing. That's doing little short bursts of high intensity things that you might have to do. Lifting something really heavy, for example. So that's your prepper tip of the day, to work on your physical conditioning. It should be a lifelong pursuit. We're hoping that Professor McCanny would call in. Apparently he has not yet. If he does, we will have Professor McCanny with us. All right. In my neighborhood, it is hot, hot, hot. First thing this morning, it was hot. 79 degrees with 72 degrees with 80% humidity, which made it feel like 80 or 82 degrees. And it looks like we have Professor McCanny with us. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. Hello.
Jim, good morning. Well, I'm back. I was in Prague over the weekend and got awarded the Prague Peace Prize. Got to spend about 30 hours in airports and airplanes Monday, and I'm back. So, what do you want to talk?
Fill us in a little bit. What's the history of the Prague Peace Prize? So we
Sponsored by a retired psychiatrist, Alexandra Born. She is the sponsor. This was the third year of the Prague Peace Prize. It's basically a gathering of men and women to bring information to the public. The title of this year was From Illusion to Reality. And I was one of several speakers. And it turns out I was the only person awarded the Peace Prize this year. There were several other speakers, but I was the only person being awarded the Prague Peace Prize. Oh. It took place at the Lucerna Theater, built about 110 years ago. Very beautiful facility. There was a TV crew from Poland, a woman interpreting in real time all the speakers into Polish, two other interpreters interpreting in real time into the Czech language, professional videographer that had been hired doing the sound and lights and so forth. It was very very well done and very sophisticated in every aspect, and I was certainly very honored to be part of it.
Wow.
As a consequence of Boehner, I've been invited to speak in London the fourth week of September, and possibly speak in Ireland the third week of September. The London date is pretty firm. The Ireland date is not firmed up yet. So, one thing leads to another, doesn't it, Jim?
Wow. Congratulations. That's wonderful. Yeah, that's... Do you know who recommended you, or is that anonymous, or?
Well, it was Alexandra Bourne, the sponsor. I believe it was her work and her research that brought me to her attention.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Yeah. No, that's I really am impressed. So, congratulations. That's remarkable.
Well, there'll be videos professionally edited and available on YouTube the editing process, I don't know how long it's going to take, probably a week or two, and everybody will be able to see that whole deal. Jim, I know you're aware of my project to find images of coastlines, I should say continents with new coastlines. Right. We've now, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but we now have an image from Look magazine, July 1952.
Right. Yep, I've seen that one on your page. Yes.
Yes. That I didn't, you know, the 1957 I expected, 54 kind of caught me off guard, but I really didn't expect it to go back to 1952. And I'm no longer making any predictions about how far back these maps can go. It's just off the charts crazy.
Well, I'm kind of expecting something like from the 30s. And, you know, that was an active time, if you understand that. That's when, for example, Hitler was building Germany. There was a lot of activity in the U.S. Everybody was active in the back room in the bomb program. The scientists were being moved around the world. A lot of people were getting out of Germany because it was the pre-World War II Germany thing. So it was a time of great scientific activity. So, and also, kind of leaks, you might say, from what we would call secret societies,
right?
And they came in the form of Flash Gordon and the comic books and things like that that would be seen by a wide variety of the public. You know, this. And made into movies, lot of that's when Hollywood kind of took over the psychological manipulation of the American public. So I'm kind of, you know, if there's some old movie buffs out there,
right? Well,
I wouldn't be surprised if we would find something in, you know, a Flash Gordon movie or something.
When I was a boy, my grandparents still had my dad's hardcover Flash Gordon comic book or book, whatever you would call it. I wouldn't even want to think what that thing's worth in today's dollars.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's just a... follow up on what you're saying, the technology was moving forward in the 1930s by leaps and bounds. We had the first commercial airliner, the DC-3, first successful commercial airliner. Movies with audio came out around 1930 or so, give or take a year. In some ways, our infrastructure back then, we had a very complete national railway system, which has been largely dismantled. But trains are still, even today in 2017, the most efficient way to move large, heavy items cross country. And we've allowed our rail system to be partly dismantled, much to, I think we're going to regret that in the future. But well, the 1930s,
that'd be a good Trump action item, but anyway, I'm sorry, continue.
It would be. And a lot of the technology, you know, I spent all day Monday on airplanes, but I can see where the modern aircraft we have now, the direct lineage and engineering lineage, going back to the DC-3, in terms of how they function and so forth. Granted, there's been some dramatic upgrades in avionics and power plants, but you look at a DC-3 and you look at a modern Boeing 747, if you know what you're looking at, you can see the heritage, the engineering heritage that that moves forward from the 1930s. So, yes, I agree with you. We need to be looking at movies from the 1930s, and we have a lot of listeners in my audience who are movie buffs. And so let's do that, guys and gals. Let's be looking at those movies from the 1930s. Forbes magazine, Jim, published a article in the last 30 days or so, and it had an image of Michael Scallion's map of North America with new coastlines, which has been around for about 32 years or so. And it's caused a lot of attention to be brought to this whole matter of rising ocean levels. And I've had any number of people forwarding me that image, which I've been aware of since the mid-1980s myself, of Michael Scallion's map of North America with new coastlines. But there's, Forbes is about as mainstream as it gets, isn't it, Jim?
It certainly is, yeah. And that's kind of the, not just for John Q. Public, but for the business, businessman out there, the up-and-rising a person who wants in the know of what's going on in the business world.
Absolutely. Well, what other matters are you paying attention to today, Jim?
Well, John, this is I want people to laugh. So anyway, the Democrats have a new slogan, okay. And it sounds like Papa John Pizza. I mean, it's the same rhyme as Papa John's Pizza. Okay. It's like more jobs, more something better pay. And it sounds just like they were laughing about it on TV. So they suggested that people would call in and suggest a new slogan for the Democrats because they're kind of having a hard time finding one. And so I thought, no Russian collusion here. But then they'd have to put a little post title. Oops, can't lie to the public anymore.
Right.
So no Russian collusion here, but they are so ripe with Russian collusion, it's just beyond hilarious.
Yeah, it is. People don't understand how the world works. There's the mainstream media trying to make out that meeting with Russian officials by members of the Trump staff is something improper, illegal, immoral, and fattening. It's expected, and it's done in every administration. Right after they get elected, they start meeting with government officials from all the major countries, probably not Zimbabwe, but all the major countries start having meetings and developing relationships with the incoming administration. That's what's supposed to happen. There's nothing improper or wrong about it at all, is there, Jim?
Well, not at all, and especially Russia is... China is a major trading partner, but Russia is, to put it out there like a black hole where you just should not even talk to them or communicate or they're all bad. And, you know, this Cold War rhetoric, which really hasn't been around if you look at it through the Obama administration, there was no Cold War rhetoric at all. They were signing off uranium deals and all kinds of things that involved Russia, and so
That's
there
right.
was no Cold War rhetoric until Trump came along.
No, no, it's just popped up out of nowhere. They're trying to create an issue where no issue exists. They're just grasping at straws to do anything.
Yeah, they don't have anything else.
They don't.
They don't have the Democratic Party doesn't exist anymore. It's in total disarray. And it's funny, the poster they put up for this new slogan, more jobs, better pay, or whatever it was, has Hillary Clinton and John Podesta in the picture of everybody is under criminal investigation, not the least of which is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The FBI raided her house and found remains of laptops and other things that she had hidden there. That happened just this last week, and it was in relation to the murder, obvious murder on the beach of an attorney who was investigating her election fraud in Florida.
Well, the FBI elected her IT guy as he was getting ready to leave the country, and that just happened in the last day or two.
Oh, is that right? So anyway,
it may still be on Drudge. It was on Drudge yesterday, and I think it may still be there today. Yeah, that's pretty damning right there. And he'll probably be offered a deal in return for his testimony. That's typically what happens.
Well, there's a number of them, and that's something to watch. I didn't want to get political, but I wanted people to have a kind of a chuckle because I thought the no Russian collusion here would be the proper slogan for the Democrats because they don't have, any, talking points, which they never did have. And the only thing they seem to be able to talk about is Russian collusion. And so saying no Russian collusion here is just the irony of the century.
Well, I find it rather ironic how the Democrats pretend to represent blue-collar America, which most of the NRA membership is blue-collar America. And and then they're baffled and mystified why when they go after people's guns, why blue-collar America doesn't vote for them.
Yeah. Oh no, they're in beyond.
They're clueless. They're clueless. Yeah. They're absolutely clueless.
Yeah. These are people that are really, really lost. Lost in the fog. And there's a video out now of all of the lies of Debbie Wasserman Schultz where they say, and she goes, "I never said that," and she comes off. She just twists and turns, and then they have the video of her saying what they said she said. And it's even people like Anderson Cooper, who would be a typical Democrat, liberal, what would you call it, left-wing media, mainstream media supporter in all cases. And they had, this was really funny, they had on, was it MSNBC, I think? This guy is interviewing Maxine Waters. And she is so funny. And she's going in all this collusion and in everything like that, and Mr. Trump. And then the guy goes, "But there is no collusion." And she goes, "Yeah, there is no collusion, but there's all this collusion with Russia." And the guy is looking at her like, he's literally looking like, I can't believe I'm on the TV screen with this woman. It was absolutely hilarious. In fact, I think if some enterprising people wanted to get out and, do a Saturday Night Live new program, just a political program on these political figures, it would just have endless content.
It would be. It would be.
But that one was so rich. This guy is kind of, he's just baffled. And I know he's just like, "Take me out of here. Can I be transported up, Scotty, please, right now?"
All right.
He just did not want to be there.
Okay, here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back. Listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th, visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked to my links page, thelibertyman.com. Jim, I got the article here. The IT guy was arrested Monday evening boarding a plane for Pakistan. His name's Imran Awan, IT employee of Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So that's the news on that. Jim, you have two weekly radio shows. Tell us about how people can listen live and the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads. That's my commercial-free radio show that's been going on for 17-plus years. That re-airs on Friday night, Saturday morning. All the different ways to listen, including satellite feeds, etc., Western Hemisphere, Eastern Hemisphere, it is on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And then the paid cast, which is a $3.95 per month subscription. Every week I have another deep dive into esoteric scientific topics. And I've been covering kind of the follow-up to the Cosmos series, which I finished. And a couple of weeks ago, I had the topic, The Pope, the Vatican, and Science. Then last week was Electric Rivers to the Stars, where I talk about electric propulsion systems that I invented and the history of all of that. And then my topic this week on my regular show tomorrow night is going to be about ancient atmospheres, a very interesting topic. And I come into a topic called HBOT, which is a modern medical. It's a container in which people get in for medical treatment, and it has pure oxygen environment at high pressure. And it's curing people of all kinds of diseases and all kinds of things. And what that tells me is that we used to have a very oxygen-rich atmosphere, much higher pressure, and then also much higher water pressure and water vapor. And anyway, that's be my topic tomorrow night. Very interesting topic. That our atmosphere has changed.
Right. I'm aware of these oxygen treatment protocols, and they have had a lot of success. And I think a lot more needs to be done with it myself.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Athletes are using it. It's common in the Tour de France. There are athletes there have a portable unit with them on their bus. It's just like an inflatable tube. And they do that after each run to get rejuvenated.
Well, when I compete, I've been a runner off and on all my life, but I work with my chiropractic advisors and coaches to take supplements that will increase the ability of my blood to absorb oxygen more quickly, because that's one of the key things for any athlete, is to be able to put oxygen in your blood more efficiently and more quickly. So that's I've been aware of that for quite a few years, and it does work. It absolutely does work.
The thing with this, and I was wondering, well, why don't they just give you oxygen in a tube up your nose? And with the higher pressure, what happens is it gets into your lymphatic system, into all the different fluid systems in your body because of that high pressure. They say it's the equivalent of about 10-meter depth in water. That's the pressure that this is at. So anyway, a lot of diseases are caused because their lymphatic system is not moving, and all of the functions of their body to move oxygen don't work. And so this gets all of that going again. But, so this is really interesting stuff. And I think that people will use these someday, like tanning booths, where they will have them and accessible and not under – right now they're under strict supervision of the FDA and food and drug, like a right, prescription. Right. You need a prescription to buy or use one today, technically.
Yeah, a prescription to get air. I like that. We got a caller on hold here. We got a break coming up. Let's get started on the caller. Ty from Austin. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, gentlemen. Quick question.
Hold James, your question. We got the breaks here. The breaks here, Ty. Hold your question after the break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you want to help on our project, locating images of continents with new coastlines, please do so. Movies, TV shows. Get those images to me. You get your choice of any of my five DVDs that I produce as a thank you. Also, my website, of course, you'll find the energy cleaner. I didn't take mine with me to Prague, and I'm really glad to be back using my energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, it will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep? Well, it'll probably help. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. Go with the energy cleaner. I use mine every night, and you can also. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Yes, I do take PayPal. PayPal now takes payments, by the way. It's the most secure way to make any payment online with PayPal. MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line. Here it is. 800-592-9494. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked to my links page, and we got a caller here on hold. Ty from Austin. Let's get going here, Ty.
All right. Thanks so much for keeping me over. Speaking of chuckles, fellas, I don't know if you saw the article that Drudge linked to. I believe it was yesterday or the day before, where now I've always wondered if the moon was made of cheese, and apparently not. It's now filled with water.
Right. Yes, I'm going to mention that on my show notes for tomorrow night. But
very good. And
when they do these studies, just to fill the people in here, allegedly NASA astronauts brought back from the moon little beads. And I kind of chuckle, think that maybe they were trading with some Indians up there for Manhattan. And so anyway, the these little glass beads contained like a 0.00001% of water. And a lot of times the water isn't really water. They find hydrogen and oxygen in some other bonding in some chemical structure, and they call it water. Like if you extracted this, you could get water out of it. But anyway, they go, well, this may be from deep in the moon, and therefore the moon is full of water. I mean, it's assumption based on assumption based on assumption, but everything on the surface of the moon has nothing to do with the moon. It's something that came in from outside. So, I mean, right there. But anyway, yeah, I got a kick out of that too. I like your comment that now it's for sure not made out of green cheese. It's water.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. We can run a tube up and tap into it now. Our water problems are solved.
Yes.
So well, the other thing I noticed real quick, then I'll hang up and let you guys get on with more important discussions. But and after listening to your weekly archive show last Thursday, James, and you were discussing water as your main topic, and you got into glaciers and the such. And so, you know, here another huge headline links to now sea levels are falling. You know, you can't get anything real or substantiated from these articles that Drudge links to or from anywhere else, from what I've begun to learn after being a student of yours. All right, gentlemen, thanks. Good talking to you.
Thank you for the call.
I call it Simple Simon, Silly Science. That's what we're getting. And it's just, there's computer studies. It's based on assumptions, based on assumptions, based on assumptions, based on bad data or fixed data. Yeah, the part of the problem is the reporting. Every time you see one of these reports and it comes online, you look at the author, and it's some bubble-headed 22-year-old person that went to publisher school or some type of, you know, had with a minor in science. So they have no idea what's going on in the world of science. All they can do is repeat, and they're really excited about writing these articles. Anyway, it's disgusting
right.
to see what's going on with science.
Well, they can read what, They can read what's put in front of them. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Okay, our next caller is Rose in Virginia. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, Professor McCain. It's always a joy. Thank you for the opportunity. I have been doing spiritual warfare, and like Mr. Moore said, you know, I'm getting physical to trying to exercise. To, you know, we don't know what we have to face in case we have to run, not to pretend they were cowards. I have a few questions. What I was going to speak this week, I put it on the side because I heard that they're planning to get rid of the petrol cars. Apart from that, you know, that you can discuss that in the future. But, you know, this myth of CO2 and chemtrails, those are two points that I'm very interested in. CO2 and chemtrails. What's the myth about this?
Well, Rose, tomorrow night in my show, that's one of my talking points. And let me just give you a quick summary here. 21% of our atmosphere is oxygen. 0.1% of our atmosphere is CO2. And in previous epochs, especially with the dinosaurs, we had to have a very, very high CO2 content, you know, hundreds of times higher than what we have now, to support the vegetation, because the dinosaurs ate a lot. Let's put it this way, the massive animals. And so we had to have a large CO2 content, and then also oxygen. You couldn't support an animal like a mastodon or a dinosaur on the oxygen level that we have today. You just couldn't do it. There's not enough oxygen.
Yes.
And so our atmosphere has changed a lot, but this idea of, oh, CO2 is going to increase by 0.002 and that's going to raise our temperature, it's absurd. And they talk about climate change. We have not had stable climate for over 10,000 years at least. So what's changing? You know, or like Ty says, was it you that said the ocean levels are dropping now? Or who said, somebody just said that. But yeah, absurdities that, no, it's just, there again, simple Simon, silly science, and we're being barraged by this. But people have to go into chambers, like a HBOT chamber, to get the proper amount of oxygen to exist. That tells you something. And it's in the more and more people that use this, the better, you know, they're getting benefits. Even athletes, how could people be that physical where they used to be, you know, working hard every day, which people still do a little bit, but not so much. But they say that the, you know, and I'm convinced that the oxygen level has changed by a considerable amount. And then we're burning oxygen, but let's look at another myth, that trees and plants rejuvenate our oxygen supply. The oxygen is 210 times as much oxygen in the atmosphere as CO2. How does a plant rejuvenate the atmosphere in the winter for 9 months? You have no plant life at all in the northern climates, which is two-thirds of the entire world. How do you get our oxygen supply from plants? It doesn't happen. That's another myth. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm going to get off the soapbox.
Yeah. All right.
What about chemtrails?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Chemtrails.
Oh, well, they have to be stopped. It's some Dr. Strangelove people who think they're saving the planet, carry over from the Obama climate change hysteria people, just like Congress, who thinks it's going to pass a law and put sanctions on Russia. That's going to be the biggest boondoggle in the world history. What America doesn't realize in Congress is we're like old Rome that's decaying. And through the, you know, Obama administration and the Bush administrations, the world is building an economy that doesn't include us. And by putting sanctions on Russia, it's like Brer Rabbit, where they throw Brer Rabbit in the briar patch and he's going, ooh, ow, oh, no, ow, ooh. And they think they're hurting him.
Right.
It's, you know, Uncle Remus story. The United States put sanctions on Russia. It was like Russia doesn't depend on, nor does Iran or Venezuela or any of these other countries depend on the United States at all. United States is painting itself into a corner. And anyway, you know, it's just ludicrous. But Russia has trading with China, with all kinds of countries that do not trade with the United States at all. Do you know that in those countries, they've banned food, any sort of food from the United States? They don't allow it into the country. And,
okay.
There's a study just out, just this, the kind of the clincher here, is that the male sperm counts in all of the Western developed countries are down. This is where glyphosate is common. And, you know, it's destroying basically the genetic strain of the human race in Western society. And in places like Russia won't allow it in. there are many countries that Hungary, Romania, a lot of Eastern European countries have banned Monsanto. A lot of South American countries have banned it. And you see non-GMO organic food being raised with clean water, and the people have very good food, or all organic.
Mm.
No, so okay. The USA is
thank
not.
Thank you so much.
Not in a
thank
position
you for the call,
to be
Rose. We appreciate throwing
stones. Thanks, Rose.
Yeah. Jim, when thank I was in so. Prague, I would say 9 out of 10 men and women were height weight proportionate, which is almost the direct opposite of here in the U.S., where 9 out of 10 are not. Men and women are not height weight proportionate.
Well, we had that email exchange, John, about the U.S. military, where the senator from Oregon or Washington State, I'm sorry, was talking to Mattis in an out of topic, just brought up and said that 90% of the
it was 80%
of the military age men and women in the United States are unfit for service, mainly because of obesity, but also because of drug use, criminal records,
and not smart enough.
This is 90%. How could you? I mean, so you can't be a foot soldier in the U.S. Army because of you're not fit. And 80% of the people.
Well, here's what that means, because that's not just the military. That's a representation of our future, Jim. Standards, and I mentioned in our email exchange, the standards that are not being passed are dramatically lower than they were half a century ago during the Vietnam War, dramatically lower. And if they had the same standards they did half a century ago, the percentage failing to meet those standards would be probably 90% or greater.
It's just mind-boggling
that
you, and you know, typically before the kids that didn't do something else, you know, the what they call the future hamburger flippers of America would go into the military, and there was never a problem. But now it's just insane, and the streets are being flooded with drugs from Afghanistan and coming in through Mexico through the cartels that are CIA supported. And so a very large percentage of youth have drug records now.
That's right. That's right. It is a sad commentary, but it is reality, unfortunately.
So anyway, that's over the top. And that's happened in the last, what would you say, John, 20 years?
About 20 years, give or take. Yeah, I would say about 20 years.
Once I went back to my college where I went to undergrad school, and this was quite a long time ago, but one of my professors who was still there told me, he said my physics class, he says, that was the last one which they had set for graduate school and standards. And he said after that, the standards went down because the university or the college university made them give grades based on a curve, not based on standards. And when I was there, we started freshman year with 42 physics majors. In the first class, the professor comes in, he says, look around, 25% of you will be here after this semester. Right. And that was true. We had 9 left out of 42.
Right.
Physics majors,
right.
And these are people that passed physics in high school and mathematics and were good. 9 were left out of 42. After that, they would have passed all of those.
A woman I know, she worked in the administration part of St. Louis University Medical School. She's now retired, but that's a very prestigious medical school to become a doctor, worldwide reputation. So only the best of the best get the limited seats available. And this just goes back 7 or 8 years ago. When the brand new freshmen come in for medical school, somebody takes them over to the library, and the opening sentence is, "This is a library." Because
wow.
because even the best and the brightest who've managed to attain a seat in this prestigious medical school, many of them have never set foot in a library for anything serious.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible.
It's pretty scary.
It was funny. When I was at Cornell, the secretary of that worked in the science department, her name was Marie Jones, typed my early books and papers, because that's when you type things and used Correcto tape and you know, things like that. But she laughed, and the secretaries would laugh, because I spent a lot of time in the library, in the science library, in the NASA library, in the main library. And finally, I said to her, I said, you know, I never see these professors, you know, Carl Sagan or the Vavrka or all of the top NASA scientists. I never see them in the library. And she goes, no, they don't go to the library. They send us over. They'll say, go get this paper, you know. And so you don't see these top scientists in the library. Why would they go there? They already know everything, you know.
Amazing. Yeah. Jim, we got our last break. We have our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
All right, we are are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of July, visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. We've got about 3 minutes here, Jim. Hello, Jim.
John, I'm sorry. I muted myself.
I understand.
Question. Top headline today, U.S. President Donald Trump reinstates ban on transgender people serving in the military in any capacity, being an ex-military or actually, you know, in a sense, current military person. What does that mean to you or to us?
It means thank goodness. If Hillary had been elected the 1st of July, this is how bad it would have been. They would have allowed men and women, including officers, to dress in the opposite sex on duty. It's insanity on top of insanity, and we've got sanity brought back to the Oval Office, doing what needs to be done, using the military services for social experimentation has been an absolute disaster. Now, I just cannot imagine, you know, being in special forces and having a male captain stand in front of his men dressed up like a woman and having anybody taking this man seriously. Come on.
Yeah, you know, march into that machine gun over there, boys.
Well, we need to. The proper place for women in the military is in the medical corps. That's where they serve with honor and distinction, making use of all the skills that women have. Women, you know, my upbringing was to protect women, not to be beside them in a foxhole. That's how most American men think and believe. I hope I'm right. So women can and should serve with honor and distinction in the military, in the medical corps. They got no business being in combat. They simply don't have the upper body strength. The 1 or 2% that do, let them get over it. They don't need to be in combat. They really don't.
Well, John, I want to include this because I had an incident. We talked offline about this where I was thrown without warning into a life death situation, and I ended up taking control. And there were many women there who would have sworn that they could have been in military duty. They've worked in construction. They've done all this stuff where they were, you know, women doing men's things. But they all came unglued. They all came unglued. And I was the only person who was there, in a sense, an outsider, who took control, managed. And I can report now that the person lived through the situation. They were dead when they arrived at the hospital. But I was the person that took control, and all the women lost it, completely lost
it.
Anybody that tells you up front that they're going to be able to handle it and then get into a situation and can't is a liability.
They are. And we pretty much exhausted this hour. Maybe we can address this some more at a later date, Jim.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks,
okay.
Jim.
Thank you, sir. Have you back next week. Okay, we got our top of the hour break. We'll be back with open lines. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.